Hi, this is Christy Charles from Foresight Wines. Learn more about us or join our wine club and order wines at www.foresightwines.com.
You're listening to iWine Radio. My name is Lynn Creelo Chamberlain, host of Wine and Dine.
Foresight Wines in Anderson Valley has been growing Pinot Noir, Sauvignon, and Semignon for a long time with the original vineyard name of Charles Vineyard. Foresight Wines is based in Boonville, which is in Mendocino County. And joining us today on Wine and Dine is Nancy Charles, who along with her husband have been growers in Anderson Valley for a long time. And back in, I want to say 2007, the family founded Foresight Wines, the winery. Joining us today is Nancy Charles and her daughter, Christy Charles. And Christy was the former executive director of the Anderson Valley Wine Growers Association. And Christy, I'm sure that you had in your mind for quite some time that you would eventually be moving into the family business full time, right?
I did, yes. The Anderson Valley Wine Growers is a great way for me to get reconnected when I move back up to the valley and, you know, become part of the wine community here. And luckily, everything's been going so well at the winery that, you know, it was finally time to make them transition here full time.
And your husband, Christy, is, what does your husband do? Is he the winemaker?
He is, yeah. He makes all of our wines here at Foresight, and he also works with Launder Vineyards here locally.
Oh, wow. So, Nancy, is this a dream come true for your family to be working together like this? Your career before you became one of the founders of Foresight Wines, and I would imagine you still have your hands in the medical community as a career nurse.
Yes, I was. I did a lot of commuting to Ukiah, and it's a wonderful thing not to have to do that anymore, to be 3 seconds from my work, literally leave my house and walk across our small private road into the vineyard and get to work every day. So it's a wonderful thing. And then to have my family move back and all of us to be together, it's a great, great thing.
Right now, you said that the temperature in Boonville or in the vineyards where you're at is in the high 70s. Oh my gosh, I would be so thrilled to have that temperature at the tail end of the summer. So, which really in many ways defines the wines that you have in the grapes you're growing, the wines you have in the bottle, because you don't have this excessive heat like other places in California.
No, we had, it was actually very chilly this morning when we started the day. We all had sweaters and, you know, fleeces on, and immediately when that sun got up a little bit in the sky, you can tell it's the summer sun, and it warmed right up. And now tonight, it will cool right down again, and the fog will probably drift in from the coast and cover us, and then we'll start the cycle again tomorrow morning. So,
how cool does it get in the evening?
It's been in the, I don't know, Christy, about 50 in the...
Yeah, we had a night just the other day that was about 39 degrees.
Yeah.
And it's been a very cold summer, but, you know, we're a Region 1 climate here. We're the coldest in California, you know, Anderson Valley and the Sonoma Coast. So, you know, we expect to have cold nights and warm days in the summer, you know, and then, as you said, that's what makes the acidities in our grapes high, that will make such a beautiful Pinot Noir up here.
Talk to us about your Pinot Noir, Christy.
Yeah, we make about 600 cases of Pinot right now. That's it. We're very small. I mean, our total production right now is 800 cases. And, you know, we do everything very naturally. Wild yeast, you know, wild ML fermentation, both. It's all 100% estate. You know, we don't fine our filter unless we have to. We just like to bring the grapes in and leave them alone for 10, 11 months, you know, until it's time to put them into bottle.
You try to leave them alone.
Exactly.
You're just the gentle conductor.
Exactly.
Can people, 800 cases, as you say, is very small, estate bottle production. Do you have Pinot Noir to sell right now? Can people order from your website, foresightwines.com?
They can, yeah. We sell online, and, you know, we mainly sell direct to our customers. We don't distribute. You get it through our tasting room. We have a wine club and online, and that's, you know, we like making that personal connection, especially since we're the grape growers and the winemakers and the people behind the tasting bar. So, you know, everyone that we deal with talks to one of us personally, which is the way that we really like to do it.
Tell us about, because Anderson Valley, of course, is known for world-class Pinot Noir, but in my mind, also Gewurztraminer, and you have a Gewurztraminer for sale. Tell us about your Gewurztraminer.
We just got the Gewurz in maybe about a month ago now, so this is really new for us. It's the only non-estate wine that we do. We got it from a neighbor here, Farrington Vineyard, which is actually one of the best-known vineyards here in the valley. It is, because we're so cold, it is really the perfect climate here for things like Gewurztraminer and Riesling, you know, Pinot Gris, those really crisp white wines. So we did about 100 cases of the Gewurz. We fermented it in stainless, and we let it go dry, which actually tends to be fairly popular.
Yes.
Fairly popular here in the valley. So we've just been loving it. It just got a gold medal at our local competition here, and, you know, we think it's a fantastic wine.
Sauvignon Blanc Semillon.
Yeah.
Chris?
We have about 4 acres of Sauvignon Blanc here, and one tiny little fence line of Semillon. And for us, we prefer not to blend them. We actually do them 100% varietal.
Wow.
And we do a very crisp Sauvignon Blanc, and then we take our Semillon and we go the opposite direction. We put a little bit of new oak on it. And so I think we made 75 cases we'll be producing of the Semillon this year, so not much.
Yes. Now, let me ask your mom, Nancy, why did you guys choose to be growing Sauvignon Blanc? When did you and your husband found Charles Vineyard? How long have you been grape growers?
We planted the vineyard in 2000. So basically this is our 10th year, or ninth leaf, I guess you would say, actually, because the first year we were just... little plants in the ground. So, it was a time when people were putting in vineyards in the valley a little bit more, you know, and it just seemed like a way to go for us to be able to continue our lifestyle here. And we could see the success that people were having. And we have a very beautiful vineyard. It's wonderful to look out of our house and be able to look at that every day.
Speaking of looking out your window at your vineyard, what kind of wildlife do you see in the vineyard?
Well, hopefully no deer, but we have a lot of birds, quail. The jackrabbits absolutely love it, and they can go right through the holes in the fence. And the foxes, who actually like grapes, so we're not quite so happy with them, but.
Okay.
Yeah, and lots of birds. We have lots of raptors that are here. They're not so much now by the end of summer, but early summer and spring, we have lots of raptors, hawks, and things over the vineyard.
Okay. But you don't have to worry about bears in Boonville, do you?
No. They might frequent the hills a little bit around town, but they stay away from the population, yeah.
Nancy, were you a fan of Sauvignon Blanc before you planted 4 acres?
Not really. I was always preferring Chardonnay, but you have a good Sauvignon Blanc, and it's so food friendly, and you tend to end up preferring it. I mean, it's like we fight over the leftover bottle from the tasting room every day as to which family it's going to go home with. We love it.
Christy, you said that the Sauvignon Blanc is crisp, referring to the acidity, and you ferment it totally dry?
Yes, we do. Yeah, we do it all in stainless. You know, with grapes like Gewurztraminer and Sauvignon Blanc that come out of the vineyard kind of screaming what they are, you know, they taste like Sauvignon Blanc, and they cannot be mistaken for anything else. Same with Gewurz. We prefer to just do it stainless and let it go dry and let it really taste like, you know, what it is.
There are so many Sauvignon Blancs on the market these days that have a little bit of residual sugar, and the consumer doesn't know that, but it's nice to hear that this old world preservation of natural high acidity and fermented dry, because as you say, it goes so really well with dinner tonight. And I understand, Nancy, that you are an amateur cook. You really like to cook. So what did you have recently that you prepared at home that you served with your Sauvignon Blanc?
Oh, let's see. We just had it the other night with a like a Chinese chicken salad.
Ooh.
With a little, sweet chili sauce on the top. So it was went wonderfully with it, and the little ginger.
Oh.
Here goes wonderful with our Sauvignon Blanc.
Okay. Well, and oh, that's interesting, because a lot of people would think Gewürztraminer is that as well. What do you serve at home? What do you like with Gewürztraminer?
Oh, it's a little fruitier, but I don't know. It is my preferred before dinner drink.
Okay.
My husband Joe actually loves our Gewürz with buffalo wings.
Oh,
that's his favorite pairing.
Oh, Chrissy, that's a very good idea, because you know, a lot of people, they don't cook and they like to pick things up on the way home. Mm-hmm. So you have the sweet sour thing going on with
exactly,
the buffalo wings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Christy Charles and Nancy Charles of Foresight Wines in Anderson Valley, thank you very much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
We will have links up for you to learn more. Join the club, purchase the wine. You're listening to Wine and Dine. I have one question that I forgot to ask. Why the name Foresight?
Oh, yes, that's an important thing.
Why the name Foresight?
My children are the fourth generation to live and work on this land here, and then our vision of going forward as a family.
Thank you very much, Nancy and Christy. You have a good rest of the day.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks, Lynn.
iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iwineradio.com.